I hope that you will be replenished here. I hope that we will speak real language with one another, not just more jargon and buzzwords. I hope that the fruitfulness of every talk, every conversation, every prayer, every song we sing will extend long into the future and be multiplied by God through your lives. These are hopes that I lay before Jesus, who knows all about such things. I encourage you, too, to bring him your hopes for these days and for everything that you're engaged in back at home. I encourage you both to be bold before him and to rest before him. He is very, very good. My second pleasant duty this evening is to introduce you to Alec Hill, the president of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship USA. Dr. Hill has himself been participating in Following Christ 2008 over the last couple days, and in more ways than one. He did speak from the lectern in one of our day-ahead events, which concluded earlier this afternoon, but I know that he also sat with open ears to soak up the insights from other presenters with a quick mind and a receptive heart. In that, as in other ways, he is a commendable model for each of us, and I urge you to hear him now with his own words of welcome.
Well, welcome to balmy Chicago. If you're from Madison, I can actually say that. Those of you from the South, I feel a little bit more sorry for. But we are thrilled that you are here. Recently, Stan Wallace, who is our director, our national director of faculty ministries, told me a story that when he was a younger staff, he was given the assignment to form a faculty fellowship at the University of Wisconsin at Milwaukee. And he remembered that one of his ex-girlfriend's father was a professor there. So, by the way, the moral of the story is never burn old bridges because you never know how it might help you in ministry. So Stan looked up this faculty member, and the conversation was going wonderfully well, and Stan then asked him, well, are there any other Christian faculty on campus? And the fellow got kind of heavy in his shoulders, and he said, well, you know, the soil is kind of rocky here, it's kind of lonely, but there is a fellow believer over in Arts and Sciences. So Stan trudged over to Arts and Sciences, and met with this other faculty member. And the same reaction, you know, it's rocky soil, it's kind of lonely here, and I'm a Christian being faithful, kind of like the prophet in the Old Testament under the tree, woe is me. And Stan went over then to engineering to see a third faculty member. And this went on and on. And so he then set up a lunch where he invited all the faculty that he had found out were Christians on this campus where supposedly there were no other Christian faculty. And you can imagine the shock when these faculty came into a room and there were 70 of them. The reason I tell that story, and I think it's appropriate for our conference, is there's a vision that we can collectively gain when we gather together that we can't get when we're alone. And so one of the main reasons for this purpose is to get together, to share, and to be with each other. Imagine what would happen if, as a result of this conference, every Christian grad student were to make it a priority to share the gospel with his or her peers. Imagine what would happen if every faculty member here, Christian faculty member, fervently prayed for by names a list of administrators, fellow faculty members, and students. Imagine what would happen if every non-Christian faculty member received an invitation to be part of a small group or a Bible study. Imagine what would happen if every non-Christian graduate student caught a glimpse of the grace of God. At InterVarsity, we have a well-worn metaphor, and it's the pond. And the idea is that the university is a pond, and the students are the fish within it. I want to tell you, we not only love the fish, we love the frogs, we love the grass, we love the whole blasted ecosystem. And the reason we do this conference is because we love faculty, we love administrators, we love staff. Yes, we love students, and we love all students, not just the 18 to 22-year-old variety. We love you graduate students, and we have made this part of our mission to be there for you. Our very first core value states, basically, it's related to the university, and it says we are called to be a redeeming influence among the university's peoples, ideas, and structures. So for those of you who are faculty at this conference, it's my prayer that your calling, your sense of calling, will be solidified to the university. and that you'll break down any artificial boundaries like those professors I referred to at Milwaukee that maybe you may place upon your faith at work. For your grad students, it's my prayer that this conference will provide you with a network of kindred spirits and that it will enlarge your vision of what the Lord wants to do with your education and skills. And finally, for those of you who here are practicing or out practitioners in the marketplace, it's my prayer this conference will encourage you to integrate your faith and work in a much deeper way than you've ever known, and that it will inspire you to think more boldly about the Lord's call on your life. And for all of us, it's my prayer that the Lord's presence will be so real that our lives will be changed for eternity. And all of God's people said, Amen.